Acknowledgements. Thank you for reading this story. There's a picture of a telephone pole, and on the telephone pole is Tacoma Diner. Underneath the picture, it says where the locals go to eat. Then there's another picture. There's a fallen limb of a tree and a dog in a field, and underneath that is who is in the field. Chapter 1, Getting Involved. There's a picture of a bloodhound in the back of a pickup truck with a leather collar on him, and underneath the picture it says, Gentle Soul. It was last Thursday when Grant and I passed him after coming back from having breakfast at the Tacoma Diner. We didn't know him, so we didn't stop when we saw him in our neighbor's yard. When he came into our field the next day, that's when we got involved. Grant called me out of the kitchen to come outside to see Dog because he didn't move. He sat and watched us. We stood and watched him. He sat and watched us, and we stood and watched him. He didn't move. He appears to be a sweet, calm bloodhound who is lost. First things first. I ran back to the farmhouse to get some dog food and water for him. He was hungry, thirsty, and ate it all up. I ran and got more food for him. He ate it all up. He came in closer to where I was because the food I gave him communicated safety. Then I named this dog Gentle Soul because this is how he behaved. He had to have learned this from the loving family who gave him this beautiful, tagless leather halter he was wearing. This dog needs to find shelter before night and the cold gets to him. I needed to help him find a place. This dog's genuine nature was giving me a chance to be genuine, and I knew I had to help this dog. Grant secured him snugly in the pickup so I could drive into town without him falling off this moving vehicle and bring him into our vet clinic for help. The vet assistant saw Gentle Soul right away and agreed that he's a beautiful dog, maybe 6 years old, but with no chip to help us find out anything more about him. He asked the vet if any hunters were missing a dog, but the vet hadn't heard of anyone, and that's all the support they could give me. I thanked J.C. for his time and went to Pizza Hut to order pizza for Grant and the men working on getting Grant's workshop up before winter. While the pizza was cooking, I had time to think about what I should do. There were no shelters in town, and soon it would be dark, cold, and the weekend. I could abandon Gentle Soul or take him back home with me. There's a picture of a huge workshop going up with wood beams supporting the sides of it. The outside has not been nailed or tacked on, so it's just the plyboard showing. And underneath that picture is, I came home with pizza and a gentle soul. Then there's another picture, and it's looking out of the front of a car and the windshield wiper with the mirror. And in the mirror, you can see the back of Gentle Soul's head. And underneath this picture, it says, if we look backwards long enough, maybe it circles round and becomes now.